Just for the benefit of all of you young people who are joining us today, over the past couple of weeks, we've been going through the book of Genesis, starting in chapter 12, and now we're almost at the end of the book of Genesis. The reading we heard today was from chapter 46. So we started in chapter 12, but now we're all the way up to chapter 46 of the book of Genesis. And we're going to complete the book of Genesis this week and then move on to the book of Exodus next week. And right now we're in the story of Joseph. And just for the sake of clarity, the names that sometimes you hear, because you heard the name Israel, because before Israel was a nation, Israel was an individual, it was a particular person. And the nation of Israel comprises all the descendants of Israel. But who is Israel? Well, in today's readings, they kind of go back and forth. Jacob, who is the father of Joseph, had his name changed to Israel. So both names were used in today's readings. But if you don't know that, you might think that they're talking about two different people, talking about all the same person. But I think in many ways, when we hear the story of Joseph, the message that we are being given is a message of trust. Trusting in God, trusting that God is going to bring about what he plans, because Joseph made his brothers very angry at him because he had these dreams. And in his dreams, the symbolism of the dreams indicated that his brothers were going to bow down to him. Well, that ticked his brothers off to no small extent. And so they wind up selling Joseph. The brothers wind up selling Joseph into slavery. But God blesses everything that Joseph does. Everything that Joseph touches, in a sense, turns to gold. Everything that he tries, he succeeds at. And so he rises up even to the level of being the prime minister of Egypt. He was basically running the whole country because the Pharaoh was too lazy to do it himself. And so he put Joseph in charge of everything. You know, this foreigner winds up being in charge of everything there in Egypt. But again, we see that then the family falls on hard times because there's a famine. And when there's a famine, they go down to Egypt in order to get food because Joseph had stored up the food. Egypt was one of the only places you could go in order to get food at that time. And so even the people around Egypt, at first they would buy the food for money, but then eventually they were so desperate that they would sell their property. At the end of the famine, Joseph basically owns all of Egypt. This is why when his family comes up, he settles them in the best land, in Goshen. The very best land is the place where he puts his own family because, again, he owns everything, basically, at this particular point in time. But we see Joseph's trust, even when he fell on hard times, when he was thrown into prison, all of these different things. At first, he was a slave, and then eventually rose up and then was thrown into prison and rises up again. We see all the way through that how Joseph trusted in God. And because of that, he was delivered. But also the fact that in Joseph, God's plan for the deliverance of his family was accomplished. We heard that in yesterday's reading when Joseph said to his brothers, who had sold him into slavery, he said to his brothers, don't beat yourselves up over this. This was all part of God's plan, that I would go ahead of you so that you would be saved. And now we see the joy that is brought to his father, Jacob or Israel. Again, I mentioned that the name had been changed. This joy at the end of his life. He thought his son was dead because the brothers came up with this story how Joseph had been attacked by wild animals and killed. And Jacob just assumed that his son, who he loved so much, that his son was dead. And now at the very end of his life, such joy that comes to him at the end of his life. And now he's able to go to his own death in peace. But it reminds us, in both the situation with Joseph individually, how he was able to rise up because God blessed him, but also how he was able to save his family. It reminds us of the trust that we have to have in God. That we're going to go through difficult times in this life. It's unavoidable for us. It's unavoidable that we're going to go through some difficult times. But if we put our trust in God, we know that God will deliver us, that he will set us free. In this world, perhaps, but ultimately in the world to come, where we will receive the reward of our labors.